This is to be a taped interview with Cliff Johnston of Forest Grove, an old-time logger who was in on the start of the Tillamook Forest Fire of 1933. The interview is taped at his home in Forest Grove. Mr. Johnston, who is in his 60s, is still logging daily in the woods.
David, right there.
Well, where were you? Were you down?
I'm down below, about a half a mile from there. Didn't see you.
Down near down near the loading dock, or?
No, we down the other end of it.
Oh.
It was a different job there.
Uh-huh. Well, you weren't working for Light at the time.
No.
You weren't?
No.
Who were you with?
I was a different outfit there then.
Oh.
Cedar. Uh-huh. That jingle mill outfit.
Uh-huh.
Snyder.
Uh-huh.
And my brother, he was right there, Leo, but he passed away with leukemia this summer.
Well, what did he tell you about
it?
What did he tell you about it?
Well, I said it started there in the goddamn cedar. Cedar logs, they logging right through them, see?
Uh-huh.
Old dry ones.
Uh-huh.
Humidity low, and the east wind blowing. That fire really did go, though, God, boy.
It did?
Yeah.
Really took off,
too. Yeah, and we got up there, we just a little ways from it when it started. Down to getting cedar out. Guys, you jumped across that canyon there, clear on the other side of that highway there, where the highway goes now. Just went that quick, just like gas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, humidity blowing that high wind, the east wind. Yeah.
What time of day was it when that happened?
Well, it was the afternoon, it was. I don't know exactly what time it was now.
Some of the reports say about 1 o'clock. But I was
somewhere around there.
Was it around there?
In that neighborhood, yeah.
Well, I thought they were hoot owling at that time.
Well, I don't know if they was then or not. I worked in the shingle mill there.
Well, did you ever hear anything about there being a second fire at the same time up farther in the canyon or up on the other side?
No. Oh, they got from the same fire. The wind blowing so damn much, just packed their stuff right through the area, didn't we? You see her jumping ahead.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that wind, had that wind been blowing all day, or?
Yeah.
It had.
Yeah. East wind.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing when that east wind blows. It really takes the moisture out of there.
Yeah, then you get a fire started, that makes that much worse.
Yeah.
It creates that much worse.
Well, did you go down and start to fight it then, or?
What? Yeah, we all went up there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing you could do, huh?
You.
About how many men were down there then? Right away, yeah.
Well, quite a few there. Must have been the first start. It must have been about 100 and some people right down there. Chicken mill and everything right there, mm-hmm. Close to them all and everything. Hell, them days didn't have equipment to fight fire with, you know, no cats or no tankers or nothing, you know.
No.
But nowadays, you got everything under the sun, airplanes and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, just too careless in them days.
Well, the Light has got blame for it.
Yeah.
But
they got a judgment against them, too, I guess, now.
I guess they did, yeah. Something. I haven't been able to find the record on it, but I that's what he said, it bankrupted them, really. Made them broke. And
they got some kind of a judgment, you know, pretty high. It went up in the millions, I think. Yeah.
Well, do you think that was justified at all or not?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it was when them things that happened.
Yeah.
Possible chance you can't never tell either. Maybe some of them timber companies bucking each other or something too. You never know now.
That's right. Yeah.
I talked quite a few of them. See, we was on the survey gang, 7 of us guys, you know, after that thing got going good the way over in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we done was travel. Yeah. She was quite a setup.
Well, did you fight the fire all the rest of the time then?
Yeah. Yeah, we was on the fire.
Mm-hmm. Must have really been something when it blew up on the 24th, was it?
Boy, just put out the crowns on top of them trees.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Cover the
right on the top, you know, yeah. Right on them top. Yeah. It's something like, worse than the oceans or something like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you logging now?
Well, I'm down out of Carville yard now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. You're Jekyll down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boy, those trees are sure coming back out there in the burn.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, I was out there a couple of weeks ago. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, have you been up around Blue Lake lately?
No, not lately, no.
Well, we planted all them around Blue Lake.
Oh, did you?
To work for Crown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hiring this house now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Geez, they'll be ready to cut pretty soon, yeah. Won't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was out here, when that thing first started, that planting program, and well, I was in on the 45 fire and the 51,
yeah.
And I never thought they'd ever get that thing cleaned up. It was just so big, you know.
Oh, yeah, and
now they took me clear up on some of those ridges. So you can look clear to Tillamook and
yeah.
Nothing but trees.
It's yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real thrill, yeah.
Well, just around next year, if you're out here hunting season, my boy, he goes all through that country, drives all through.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you might go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a policer in town now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What, exactly, I made a run out there to where that fire was supposed to start. How far above Glenwood were
they? In the consolidated camp?
Or the consolidated camp.
It wasn't consolidated camp at that time.
No, it wasn't. It was something else.
Where the old office used to be, don't you?
No, I don't. Well.
Well, that's where that electric train picks them up.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's the old office.
Yeah, yeah.
They worked it over a little bit.
Yeah, I know where that. Well,
about 2 miles up that track where it started, on the right hand side.
They were 2 miles up that.
Just about 2 miles.
Up that right away, above there.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Above the old Potter House way it was. By the way, about, maybe half a mile above that or a little better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it started on the right-hand side of that old railroad right away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, is that as far as that right-of-way went?
That time?
Yeah, at that time.
No, about the South Fork on the old railroad used to.
Oh, it did?
At that time, there was an old railroad up there before the fire started.
Uh-huh.
See, the D and them went in there and log.
Uh-huh. Well, what was there at the consolidated camp? Was that a mill there, or?
Yeah, the mill and the goddamn old shingle mill there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what company was it? Do you remember?
The sawmill?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who runs that. I think it was, old Agard used to own the mill. He's the first one who went in there.
Agard. Agard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wanted to build the mill in there, strong. Uh-huh. But at that time, the fire, I don't remember if he'd run it then or not. I'll tell you what you can do, I'll tell you something these days. You might not get a hold of him right now. But the guy, the head of all that outfit was, he lives at King City.
Oh?
And he's pretty well to do now. He might be,
What's his name?
Joe Johansson. Lives up, but he might be in some of them warm countries right now, the old rascal. See, just him himself left anymore.
Well, he was the guy that was up there, wasn't he? On
yeah, he was a runner there with him.
Yeah,
in that camp
line. Well,
he's probably getting right down the minutes and everything when it started and everything off from him.
Well, that's a good idea. I'm glad you told me that,
yeah.
By golly.
He's the one who hired us guys that time on the Survey Gang, he was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, who did he work for? Crossing Western?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. He was a head muck there.
Well, they're defunct now, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
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 Well, that's a good idea.
See, he inherited a lot of money he did from his folks, see.
Mm-hmm.
And he made pretty good money at that outfit, too. He was mm-hmm. there for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, King City, where he lived, he might be in Palm Springs or something, but he generally takes a... Or goes to Sweden or some bad place over here. But you might catch him here.
Yeah, I'll look for him. Yeah, I'll
look phone book him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll look him up. I know people out there anyway. I can find him.
Yeah.
I guess they've got everybody listed there in the Indian
yeah.
area anyway.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, they even have their own bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they do.
I bought this place from a guy in Kansas City.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's a nice little house. Where were you living before? Up in Gale Street or something?
Yeah.
Gee, that community sure hasn't changed much, has it?
A lot of people gone, though.
Yeah.
People passed away here.
Yeah.
Or moved out.
Yeah.
A lot of them went to Alaska.
How much longer are you going to be logging? Are you going to
retire
on?
In July.
You retired in July?
I think so. I feel pretty good yet, so I might keep working at it.
You got pretty tough work, what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your age.
Yeah.
Of course, old Bill, he's still with it.
Yeah.
I guess he isn't setting chokers anymore like you were.
Well, I quit that landing. I was working on a landing running power saw, bucket and stuff. I'm out on the whistle wire now. We have a big yard up there in the
pictures.
I got a lot of big pain.
Yeah, well, I'll try that.
Yeah, because they was on the trial, and they had a lot of trials, a lot of hearings over there.
Oh, no, where were those damn things held? Now, I can't seem to get any...
Well, my brother's alive, even though he was on some of them trials.
Yeah, I can't find the records on them. Were they held in Portland or Tillamook or where? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I've never was on none of them. Joe would probably know, Joe has. Well, Willie didn't remember that stuff.
Well, he said Tillamook, but I wrote down to Tillamook and they can't find a dang thing. And I talked to Walt Vanderbilt and he said he thought he remembered participating in hearings in Portland.
Well, that's probably where it was at. I think it was.
And he said this Johansson organized them or something asked them to come in there.
I think it was in Portland.
Yeah.
But I don't think my brother ever went to Tillamook. I don't remember.
But I wonder where the records are, or who conducted them.
That'd be a lot of dope there, you would.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
I read a book one time, it was down in Eugene there on that burn, but there was nothing to it. There wasn't nothing to the damn thing. I don't remember what of them who wrote it now. Down in the hospital there, my guy had one.
Well, there's been a lot of different versions of what happened.
No sense to it.
No.
Willie shouldn't remember the that stuff. See, that was his dad, you know.
Yeah.
Owned the outfit.
Yeah. Well, he remembered quite a bit, but he just couldn't think where these hearings were held.
I'm pretty sure they're held in Portland.
You are.
I'm pretty positive. Thought you bet my brother wasn't alive.
Yeah. He was in the crew, was he?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't laugh on that goddamn leukemia of the blood. Bloodstream.
Well, who was bossing it at that time? Was Willie doing that, or...
Elmer was, his dad.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, Willie should remember all that goddamn stuff. Yeah.
Straighten the thing out, I got interested.
That'd be a good deal. Might even make some money in that book if you write a good one.
Yeah.
Actual facts. A lot of guys who got to add some of the damn stories started you ever thought about.
Well, the thing is, pretty hard to prove exactly what happened at this stage because it's been so long, you see, and people forget. And that's kind of why I wanted to get the hearings if I could, because you get the testimony, that'd give you a pretty good foundation, you see.
Yeah, the right time and everything.
Yeah. But he claimed there was another fire up in there at the same time. But,
well, possible could have been. That thing already went, though. By gosh, that thing already did burn.
Well, if there was a heavy east wind, you could believe it would carry quite a ways.
Yeah, pack of big chunks of bark, everything on fire, and maple leaves and stuff just go. It would.
And it was so dry.
Oh, yeah. Worst time of the year it ever happened. Pitiful, that damn stuff was. Damn animals, and then many animals burned up. That's them damn deer were letting them goddamn flames with
me. Is that right?
Yeah. Hell, bear followed us one time for about a week ago. I was on that survey gang. Followed right behind us, about.
Is that right?
Yeah. His feet was burned a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'd watch him and we'd feed him a little bit. Followed right around like a dog, that devil would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we shot a lot of animals with his. Me and Phil James, we two had a rifle. He had a Savage and I had a 32 Special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of that poor damn deer, you know he wasn't going to live, so you can tell by looking at
him. Yeah. Did you ever see that little book? It's got all the pictures in it. That Larry Kemp did on the Tillamook Fire.
No, I never seen
some
that.
Good pictures. Yeah. It shows some of those animals that were burned, you know, and things like that.
Oh, pitiful. Yeah. Where don't have them? Give them because got to shooting all them does and everything. You're going to have no deer after a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you've ever done, is you have that doe season.
Well, the forestry guys are telling me that the deer are going down in population because of the browse. There's not the browse that there used to be, you know, and the deer are kind of declining. But the elk are coming back real strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they protect them pretty well, them elk.
Yeah, they do.
And game wardens, they watch them pretty close.
Yeah, they do.
That deer, hell, they kill all them damn breeding stuff up and then no crop next year.
Yeah.
All them damn does and stuff. Or play a browser on, you know that yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
there should
roads,
be, yeah.
On them roads they could even live, you know.
Yeah.
We was working up in the back of the watershed here a while back, got done up there and all. I had a lot of deer in there, see, that's all closed area in there. You can't hunt,
uh-huh.
You can't even pack a gun in there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of deer in there. Kind of nice, a lot of grouse and stuff, more like the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it should be protected more. That's the hell of these guys from town, they come out and they shoot every damn thing they see. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's not that many people are doing what they're doing, you know, really.
Yeah.
They just go out and say they're going to shoot something. They don't shoot each other.
That's right, too. Yeah.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes. And is all your logging always been around here?
Well, I worked in California, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes in the logging, haven't you?
Just like everything.
How far you go back to, you don't go back to bull teams, do you?
Well, my dad did. My dad used to have them.
Did he?
Yeah, my brother got all the pictures out home there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, now they do it by push button a lot of times, practically.
Well, after a while it's going to be all helicopters, you know that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Starting already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know one of the guys, this fellow that runs Columbia Helicopters in Portland. I knew him
well, really well. Erickson's son with him, you know, Axel's boy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Erickson and then Mamata.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he told me quite a bit about it. And gee, what is there? The thing I can't imagine is you'd think it'd be so doggone expensive that they couldn't afford to haul them out that way, but I guess...
Oh, it's expensive, right?
Yeah.
But after a while, that's going to be the common thing, so they can afford to spend a million or two there on that damn deal.
Well, the way some of these so-called ecologists put the pressure on the lumber industry, I don't know what they're thinking. You got to have trees and lumber to live, and yet they want to close everything up.
Yeah.
I see it in today's paper. I just went down and had a sandwich and I saw the headline that Ralph Nader is attacking the tree farms.
Yeah.
Not being anything at all, you know, the forests are... But gee, this is what we wanted, was something to perpetuate the
tree. If we hadn't done that, we'd go where they've been at today. It wouldn't have been
That's
nothing.
That's right. It wouldn't have been anything.
It's like that burn would have been the same way. It's just been sitting there.
Sure. This guy, Nader, sits back east, and he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
No, I've never been out here, but I looked it over.
Probably wouldn't know one tree from another.
No, I think they've done a pretty good job here myself. Oh, probably a lot of rackets of that stuff, that tree farm, you know.
Oh,
not the income tax down and stuff, probably a lot of that.
I suppose.
You ever look at Crown and all them big outfits, they got much, they've replanted and stuff over
there. Yeah.
They spend so many dollars out of each dollar they make, you know.
Yeah.
Put it back in.
Well, they have to, they keep perpetuating it.
They even fertilize that stuff too now, you know.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, the trees grow that much quicker.
You know, in doing research, I'm doing a book on the timber industry from the way back on through. Mm-hmm. When it comes out, I'll show you a copy. The interesting thing to me was that they always blame the loggers and the industry for not caring. And of course, there was a lot of waste in the old days and everything like that. But the interesting thing to me was that in certain areas, like up around Grays Harbor, the Poulsons up there, had their men planting trees on their logged over the cut over land, you know. And they, this was in before 1910.
Yeah, starting out.
Yeah. And yet, that was long before they ever thought of tree farms, you see, and yet they were doing it up there.
Yeah.
Did you ever work Grays Harbor country?
No, I never worked up there. I've been up in there, though. I never worked there. There's a lot of nice country up in there.
Boy, they sure cut a lot of timber up there, too, being the 20s.
Yeah.
Boy, they cut it. Where in California did you work?
Out the sugar pine.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Southern Pacific over that.
Is that right?
Yeah, 22 sides in there. Yeah.
Were you working for yourself or?
No, I was working for that. Spice of Lion was down there.
Oh, I see.
I was on them hard times, they were 29 and 30. Got $600 a month down here then.
Oh, Bill Lida. We got the yakking and he says,
it was overripe that already. Well, they should have been in there logging that years ago.
Yeah.
Just bucking each other, I think, at timber companies, you know. Right of ways and stuff, you know.
Well, who owned the bulk of it up in here? What companies were they?
Oh, I had a lot of big outfits.
Big outfits?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there weren't any rivals,
remember?
Yeah.
Everybody fought it, didn't they? Yeah, well, Elmer, he was on that board too, on that highway stuff, he was.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, Elmer Lighty. They used to go to all that meeting, you know, get things stirred up. That damn roach had been through there years ago, you know. Because Tillamook was kind of cut off.
Yeah, I would think it would be. Yeah.
Where they had to go before, most everything came in there by boat.
They didn't even have that SP railroad down through there then, did they?
No, never had in the early days, never, no.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall when that was put through. You know, the one that goes down to Salmonberry.
Yeah.
Through there. I don't remember when they built that.
That was in pretty early days, yeah.
Yeah. But of course, that was farther north. That wasn't in that Wilson River area.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way up.
Yeah.
Down to the Belling country down there.
Yeah.
Cochran down there.
Well, did you do any of the salvage logging out there after the fire?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, well, that timber was pretty good stuff, you know.
Well, apparently it was. Just looked bad on the outside.
Well, cedar and hemlock is about the only thing that you couldn't salvage. Uh-huh. They rot too quick.
Mm-hmm.
And the damn most of that cedar burned anyway. You know.
Well, the war helped that, too. You know.
Sure, they got rid of all of that crap that they did.
Yeah. Otherwise, it might have just sat there, a lot of it.
Yeah. That would never have been much of a
fire. I was out here then, those darn trucks would come through here just one after another. Yeah. That black stuff, you know.
Yeah, a lot of times 6 log trains come out of there in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Red, yeah. Big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really hauled it up. I guess they even got some salvage out of those snags when they started filling in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a salvage out of them. Yeah.
I was talking to Ed Schroeder the other day, the state forester that was out here, and he said that they felled 1.5 million snakes in that tillman.
Oh, yeah.
When they were starting that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of,
stuff,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
That prisoners fell a lot of stuff too, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fought a lot of one time years ago down there in the Cedar Butte. They was on there too, them goddamn guys, you know. All the guys on them buses, you know, them old trucks. A good gravel road turned down the bottom of that hill there, and they parked them trucks up on top of the hill, they would see. And I knew this one old guy, used to be a bull buck for it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving one, he was the boss of them, and there's two crews there. And he's up there in that bus with the heater going and smoked cigarettes, you know, and rain was starting like heck. Make them guys pack them power saws out every night, they would. So we was falling down there, and we had a rig to come out and get the polar system.
Mm-hmm.
We was hauling their saws up for them, they wouldn't have to pack them. God, he jumped on me one night. By God, he said, you fellas are not supposed to associate with these prisoners, said the words of the state or some damn word he wore down while he did worse. I looked him right in the eye and I said, Jesus Christ, you done more damn stuff in your time than them guys ever thought about. I sure got it. Yeah, I knew it way back, you know, years back.
Yeah.
I said, why the hell don't you drive them damn trucks down and pick them poor guys up? I said, make them pack them up the road like that. Bad enough packing out of them canyons, you know, and so forth. Every night you had to bring them in.
Yeah.
God, that army old devil.
Well, you know, I was noticing in the paper where they're having trouble up there at Jewel. They want to put a camp in up there or something of these guys, and then the people up there are fighting.
Yeah, I read something about that while I was too, yeah.
Just in the paper here the other
day. I'll tell you, most of them guys, I'll tell you, that whole crew, and I've met a lot of them, you know, I knew quite a bunch of them bosses and stuff. And there's only about 2 or 3 army guys in the whole damn crew they had there. The rest are pretty nice kids.
Yeah.
If you treat them right. Yeah. You gotta treat them kids right.
Yeah.
Them guys are goddamn ornery with them, you know.
Yeah.
You can't be that way. Like one time up there in the, that's in that little CC camp up there, you know, they was on a fire one time. You remember the old one above West Timber there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the lieutenants, them guys couldn't do nothing with them kids. I was down there one day and they asked me, he said, you want to take these kids and try them? I said, yeah, I'll take them. You guys stay home, you bring them out here in the morning, and then you guys leave. I got along with them good, and I built, I don't know how many, about 3 times as much fire trail as they did. I parked some big old tree or stump or snag or something. I said, well, you guys get a, build that trail up there, then you can have an hour or two rest, I said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got to work on, bullshit them along. And got a lot of work out of them. Pretty good kids, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were